One of the world's oldest roses is the Rosa Mundi, the Rose of the World. Its crimson flowers striped with pink. Its most recent sighting is on the cover of a new CD by folk singer June Tabor.
The rose is white, the rose is red, the rose is in my garden. I would not part with my sweetheart, but up and safe any farther.
Roses bloom in all of the songs in the British singer's 11th solo recording. And who better to profile the artist and the album than NPR's gardener-in-residence, Ketzel Levine?
It may not be a folk song tradition, but it is a tendency among gardeners that if you ask us about our gardens, we'll often say, forget it, it's a mess. By this measure, June Tabor, though a singer by trade, is a gardener's gardener.
Unruly. Ah, that's the best word. Actually, this was quite funny. I was out in the front garden, and the road goes along the front of where I live. And the hedge is quite thick. It's very unruly at the moment. And so I can be in the garden. I was poking something, I can't remember what. And some people walked by in the road. And then I heard the woman say, "And you see that house there? That's where June Tabor, the folk singer, lives. She's internationally famous." And then the man said, very grumpy, "Huh, never heard of her." I thought, I'm jolly glad I've got an unruly hedge so they don't know I'm there.
Now I will cut the sweet myrtle tree to build a bower for my love and me.
June Tabor gardens in the Welsh countryside, a soggy place to grow roses. But she perseveres because she can't resist them, either in flower or in song. The songs inspired by roses on Tabor's latest CD cross both emotional and geographic boundaries. In fact, they just about sum up the human drama. Not a bad trick for a plant.
If I'd trying to been looking for songs about the fuchsia, for example, I think I might have been perhaps given a little less scope. But because roses have been so special for such a long time, then they creep into all kinds of music. Certainly many of the songs that I've chosen aren't particularly well known. It's good to sit some of the traditional pieces alongside better known songs, because something that you thought you knew very well, you listen to anew.
That is the reaction I had to the Robert Burns poem, "My Love's Like a Red, Red Rose." I mean, you did manage to take a very sentimental song and rise above cliché.
Oh, my love's like the red, red rose that's newly sprung in June.
Despite the fact that it is incredibly well known, I just thought of that song as a total affirmation of love. The way that it's formulated, that's not even the right word, it comes straight from the heart. And the best of traditional lyric poetry is like that.
As bad as my bonny lass, so deep in love am I, and I will love thee still, my dear, till all the seas gone dry.
Your choice of songs run the gamut from German carols to English ballads. I notice you have some music by Tchaikovsky, and you have a French song named Belle Rose.
I think that this song, Belle Rose, comes from the Channel Islands, off the coast of Normandy.
J'ai cueilli la belle rose, j'ai cueilli la belle rose.
There's a particular kind of song known as the chanson de rencontre, a song of meeting. Pretty girl, young man, and the white rose represents the maiden, the virgin. And the dialogue goes something along the lines of, "Hello, you're extremely beautiful. Have you got any money?" And she says, "Oh yes, I'm very rich, and the King of France is my father." And he says, "I love you, will you marry me?" Now, that's the standard situation, but Calvinism, strict Protestantism, hit the Channel Islands in a big way in the 18th and 19th centuries. So instead of it all ending with some fun and frolicking, possibly followed by marriage, but not necessarily, he says to her, "Well, you know, you could come live at my house and you could sleep with my mother. Except," he says, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, "but mostly you'd sleep with me." And she says, and this is where the Calvinistic element comes in, I'm not going to sleep with anyone unless I'm married to them. And then, understood, so sod off, and off she goes.
Que je n'épouse pas avant, belle rose, rose en blanc.
Despite unrequited lust, there's no heartbreak in this song. Unlike those not-so-rosy ballads of bad timing and love gone wrong, in another song written by Les Barker, love actually goes right, much to the relief of June Tabor, who tires of telling the same old song.
She's too proud, he makes a silly mistake, she's jealous, and are they going to actually say, look, I'm sorry, I was wrong? Oh no, it all just spirals down and down and down until they die of a broken heart. Les says, you can do that if you want to, die for love, but I would much, much rather live for it. And I love the line that says, here and now let's drink the wine of life. Well, life is ours. Here and now, my love, entwine. It's not just for the flowers. I think that is just such a wonderful line.
And when time takes over and death snuffs out this fire, maybe then I'll be around, and you, my love, a briar.
Folk singer June Tabor, her new CD is called Rosa Mundi. I'm Ketzel Levine. You know, June, I don't know anything about your life and your own love and losses, but do you have to be a believer to make a love song live?
It helps.
Rose is white, the rose is red, the rose is in my garden.
There's more about June Tabor, her music, and her garden on Ketzel's website, Talking Plants at npr.org.